their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song, the music seems to come from afar.
Hark, now hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
There were tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find peace.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear a child, not a single room.
This is the moment. This is the time of gladness, the rebirthing of love. Listen, listen for the sounds of joy.
Here among our everyday places, here among our ordinary lives, is the emerging of grace. Watch, watch for the signs of the holy.
In this time, in every time, we hold our breath in awe for the wonder of Christ, for this is Christmas.
annual Donegal Hospice Carol Service 2015. A very special welcome to the children of Scoil Columbkill Kerrykeel and to their teachers Louise Green and Moira McGinley. Also very welcome to the members of the Hospice Committee who are with us here this morning, without whose friendship and support throughout the year, I can't thank them enough for the kindness that they show to us. To the chaplains of Letterkenny General, who again, without their spiritual support and friendship, our job would be a lot more difficult. They bring a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, and a lot of love to the hospice. To Diane Leckie, our soloist and organist, who is always there when we need you, Diane, to help at all of these services and functions, and we would like to thank you for that. To Jim Lamont, in particular from the chaplaincy team, who is instrumental in organising the hospice service every year. To all of the patients and families who are listening in the hospice here with us today, and to those at home who have had loved ones here in the hospice before, we want to reassure you that you are in our thoughts and our prayers during this time of worship and thanksgiving. On behalf of myself, Lucy McGettigan, and all of the staff from the hospice, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very loving, happy Christmas and peaceful New Year. And certainly last, but no means least, to the Milford Over 65s group, who annually come here to help us with the singing and bringing buns and teas and mince pies. We really appreciate your friendship every year. And to just the friends who have gathered here with us here this morning, we just want to say thank you very much for all your help.
Thank you, Lucy. On behalf of the Community Home Care Sisters, I would like to take this opportunity to wish all our patients and their families a very happy, peaceful and blessed Christmas. And especially today, we remember all our loved ones who have passed and their families are very much in our thoughts and prayers. We want to take this opportunity on behalf of all the community clinical nurse specialists to wish each and every one a very happy and blessed Christmas. Thank you.
The prophet Isaiah spoke of the coming of the Messiah. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Living Lord, we come again and worship you as the one who came to be born in that Bethlehem stable, to share with each other all the rich possibilities and assurances of faith. We come to find each other in the light of your love, to seek your truth, and to praise your glory. Amen.
Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the peace that comes through your gift to us, Jesus, your Son, the Prince of Peace. Thank you that although he is in very nature God, he made himself as nothing, took on the nature of a servant, was made in human likeness, and experienced the pain and the suffering of a sinful world. Thank you that in order to give us life, he humbled himself and surrendered to death, even death on a cross. On this Christmas day, and all year through, help us to share your gift with others, for that's what you intended. And may there indeed be peace on earth and goodwill among men and women everywhere. In the name of the Prince of Peace, we offer you this prayer. Amen.
His holy name, for And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord.
The noise and the bustle began earlier than usual in the town. As night gave way to dawn, people were already on the streets. Vendors were positioning themselves on the corners of the most heavily travelled avenues. Store owners were unlocking the doors to their shops. Children were awakened by the excited barking of the street dogs and the complaints of the donkeys pulling carts.
The owner of the inn had awakened earlier than most in the town. After all, the inn was full, all the beds were taken. Every available mat or blanket had been put to use. Soon all the customers would be stirring and there would be a lot of work to do.
One's imagination is kindled thinking about the conversation of the innkeeper and his family at the breakfast table. Did anyone mention the arrival of the young couple the night before? Did anyone comment on the pregnancy of the young girl on the donkey? Perhaps someone raised the subject. But, at best, it was raised, not discussed. There was nothing that novel about them. They were, possibly, one of several families turned away that night.
Besides, who had time to talk about them when there was so much excitement in the air? Augustus did the economy of Bethlehem a favour when he decreed that a census should be taken. Who could remember when such commerce had hit the town?
No, it is doubtful that anyone mentioned a couple's arrival or wondered about the condition of the girl. They were too busy. The day was upon them. The day's bread had to be made. The morning's chores had to be done. There was too much to do to imagine that the impossible had occurred.
God had entered the world as a baby.
Meanwhile, the city is busy. The merchants are unaware that God has visited their planet. The innkeeper would never believe that he had just sent God into the cold, and the people would scoff at anyone who told them the Messiah lay in the arms of a teenager on the outskirts of their town. They were all too busy to consider the possibility.
Those who missed His Majesty's arrival that night missed it not because of evil acts or malice. No, they missed it because they simply weren't looking.
Little has changed in the last 2,000 years, has it?
For God's love reached down to the world, and the world was indifferent to it.
He came to His own, and His own people would not receive Him.